This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and I have with me Robin Witten, the founder of Audiophile, who's here to tell us what she's been listening to and what she thinks about them. Hey, Robin, how are you?
I'm fine, Joe. Great to have another week with you.
I'm always happy when you're on. So what do you got?
Well, I'm going to mix it up. I always try to mix it up a little, but this time it's a real departure because the audiobooks that I've selected for this week are perhaps a little less about audio performance, but more about where each of these titles kind of took me in my thinking and what each one celebrates.
Wow, that's very different for you. So I'm curious. Okay, where are we beginning?
So I'm going to start off with an audiobook to celebrate both National Poetry Month in April
Ta-da.
And Earth Day, which was last week.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so and what book?
The audiobook is Emile and the Field by Kevin Young and read by Kevin Young.
Ah, Kevin Young, a great poet.
He is a great poet, and I am so delighted to be introduced to him with this very short little poem that he wrote dedicated to his son, Mac, and his great-grandfather, Emile. I mean, the reason that I picked it was because it's such a lovely, sweet sort of ode to the natural world. So that's where the Earth Day comes in. And it's about a field and a visit to the field.
By a little boy.
By a little boy, yes. It's a sweet thing to share, I would say, as a parent, as a grandparent, as a friend, but also for just adults to take this little interlude and think about the field.
Now, wasn't this a picture book? And I'm curious how that translated to audio.
It is a picture book. This is a standalone audio recording. You know, you can enjoy the poem, but you can also, if you have a chance to take a look at the picture book, it just sort of reinforces it. So they do stand alone.
And it also seems like a great combination to listen to a wonderful audiobook as you're looking at the pictures of the book.
We definitely will be talking more about that this week. You know, I was particularly excited to find out more about Kevin Young. He's the New Yorker's poetry editor and now the director of the National Museum of African American Culture in Washington.
And the second only director of that. He's an extraordinary person. As I said, a lyrical, powerful poet. Do you have a taste of it?
We do. We can just play a little sample from Emile and the Field.
And it's written and read by Kevin Young.
There was a boy named Emile who fell in love with a field. It was wide and blue, and if you could have seen it, so would have you. He would whisper to it for hours, and it would bring him the yellowest flowers.
You know, poets are often wonderful, wonderful readers of their own work.
Yes, and this is such a sense of rhythm and style, and once you actually see the verse, it's very interesting because that reinforces it. And it's fun to do that, listen to it, and then think, how does this lay out on the page? And then when you see it, like, ah, yes.
And he's also a beautifully visual writer.
Oh, I think so. We can certainly hear that.
That's a great way to start the week, Robin. Thank you. That was Emile and the Field. It's by Kevin Young and read by Kevin Young. And Robin, I will talk to you tomorrow.
We will, Joe.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Narrated by Adam Sims, Looking Backward by Edward Bellamy is a dynamic rejection of industrial capitalism and presents a depiction of socialist utopia. The novelist's protagonist, aristocrat Julian West, falls into a deep hypnotic sleep in 1887 and wakes up in the year 2000 to find a very different Boston from the one he knows. In Dr. Leet, he finds a guide who explains the humane and efficient society in which he now finds himself, its transformation made possible by political and technological advances. That's Looking Backward, and you can get it at naxosaudiobooks.com. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.